The following is an unrehearsed interview with Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley. Participating in today's public affairs program are Darren Svensson of KDEC in Decorah and Jacob Hall of the Iowa Standard in Sioux Center. Darren, you can start us off with a question for Senator Grassley.
Senator, Vice President Pence is going to be in the state tomorrow talking about the administration's effort to pass the United States-Mexico-Canada trade agreement. Seemingly from the outside looking in, this thing has taken a while. Are trade agreements usually gone over with a fine-tooth comb like this? And B, do you see anything potentially standing in the way of this agreement getting ratified?
The answer is, first of all, it will help very much for Pence to come in, even though I think the agreement has great support among Iowans, and particularly for Democrat members of the Congress from Iowa. I would think that Secretary Vilsack, having a news conference about a month ago saying what a great thing it was for Iowa, would give them enough reason to vote for it. They haven't come out in favor of it yet, and I don't think they've said that they're against it. But I would hope that we could stir them to be very positively for it and very early for it. So I applaud Pence for coming, and I think it is good for Iowa. I want to vote for it. It's going to start in the House of Representatives. It's already passed in Mexico. There's enough votes to pass it in Canada, but they're not in session, and I don't think they'll do it until September. So the focus is entirely on the House of Representatives. I met with Pelosi a month ago today, and I think she really wants to get yes, but she explained how she's got a lot of new members. She's got to make them comfortable with it. So part of making them comfortable with it is having Bob Lighthizer, our trade negotiator, meeting the last 2 weeks, and then he's going to meet again this week with various groups of Democrats to answer concerns they have about the labor provisions, the environment provisions, and the enforcement provisions. And I think there'll have to be some modifications to satisfy them, but I think it can be done, and in the end, I think it's going to pass the House. Where that might be questionable, I don't think it's questionable that it's going to pass the Senate. I think it will. Jacob.
Senator, in the House, they just voted on the $15 minimum wage bill. What are your thoughts on that, and do you see any path for that forward at all in the Senate?
I don't see any path forward in the Senate, but in the years I've been in the Senate, now over three decades, I have voted for increases in the minimum wage and against increases in the minimum wage. And I think that if there's going to be an increase, this is too big of an increase. But here's where the positive and the negative is. The positive is that probably 1 million people are going to benefit from the increase in the minimum wage to $15 an hour. But there's going to be 1 3/10 million people lose a job as a result of it. So I think right now, particularly when jobs are easy to get, that it would be a good thing not to have people unemployed, particularly young people, because you're increasing minimum wage. Because I think getting people into the workforce to get that first job is some of the best vocational education that people can have, and we ought to get more people into the workforce instead of less. Darren.
I know there's been a lot of discussion about the price of prescription drugs. When I had the opportunity to talk to Senator Ernst a couple of weeks ago, she mentioned there's a lot of work and a lot of conversation going on in the Senate regarding that issue. It's become a campaign issue as well. Your colleague, Kamala Harris from California, she tweeted out last night saying something to the effect of, if Congress doesn't do its job, I will take action on prescription drugs day number one. Don't know how you can do that via an executive order. Is statements like that kind of clouding the issue and maybe taking away from some of those conversations that need to move forward on that particular issue?
You can do both, but a president can't do anything more than what the law allows him to do. But But there has been some leeway in law passed over the last several decades that the president can take some action, and I would encourage him to take such action. But it's limited what the president can do, and the Congress ought to do something more comprehensive, and we're doing that in two different committees. My committee on finance for Medicare and Medicaid, we're going to do some things, hopefully even before the week's out, to get a bill out that would save the taxpayers money, keep consumer costs down, and not affect negatively any insurance health plans by making premiums go up. So it's pretty positive what I think we can accomplish if I can get enough votes to get it out of committee. There's another committee under Senator Alexander that deals with health issues that aren't in our committee, and he's already voted a bill out, and it's a very, very good bill. So I think hopefully we can put these two bills together, get one health issue up this year to cut down on drug pricing, or even beyond drug pricing to other costs of health care, and get down the cost of medicine and the cost of health care generally. Jacob.
Senator, I know you sent out a release a few days ago with your letter seeking the immigration history on the suspect in the Des Moines triple homicide. I wondered how long you expect it to take for you to get a response, and that issue in particular, the Sanctuary County, Sanctuary Cities, or just the immigration issue as a whole, if you could talk a little bit about that and now how this has impacted these folks in Des Moines.
Well, I think one thing we ought to get an answer on right away, and we usually give them about 10 days to 2 weeks to answer a letter, so I doubt if we got an answer yet. But one thing we ought to be able to get is criminal history, and we ought to be able to get his immigration history and what he was deported for two times. And the other thing is, on the results of the murder or anything dealing with the investigation, I doubt if they'll be able to give us that at this point. But isn't it a crime that we have people that have been deported twice coming back and murdering two young kids along with their mother? Isn't it terrible that a person deported five times came back to San Francisco 2 years ago and killed Kate Steinle? So we have a bill in to put people in prison if you've been deported and you come back into the country. Back to Darren.
And piggybacking on the issue of immigration, one thing that you hear stories of is so many people that want to come to the United States and want to go through the legal immigration process, but there's so much bureaucracy involved in that process that it's almost a disincentive for people to do things, quote-unquote, the right way. When it comes to the matter of legal immigration, is there anything Congress has in mind right now to make that process easier for those that could come here and add a lot of value to our country?
I can add three areas where if we could get a bill like any one of these three areas up in the Senate and pass it by itself, yeah, you could get bills passed for unskilled workers where they're needed, agricultural workers where they're needed, and we have a lot of need for that in Iowa. And then lastly, professional people like engineers. But the trouble is you put a bill like that up, and everybody tries to attach every other immigration issue to it, so you can't get it passed. And that's what keeps a lot of good legal immigration from passing.
Thank you, Darren and Jacob, for participating in today's Public Affairs program. This has been Senator Chuck Grassley reporting to the people of Iowa.